This is GQDN for Friday, April 5th, 2024. Happy Friday, everybody. Finally Friday. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Once you get your drink mixes and order them, put in the promo code QUEST, and that will get you 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. We're going to add stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have news about Stella Blade. We have some stuff coming to Switch. And could there be another pirate game? But today we begin with World of Warcraft. And you would say, oh, what's wrong with this one? Well, really, it's nothing. Except for the bugs. Because rockpapershotgun.com did say that the Season of Discovery has new content. Yeah, it's got more bugs to it, but they're having fun with it. Now, the new version of the World of Warcraft Classic does enter Phase 3, Season of Discovery, and where PC Gamer did have an interview with some of the devs. They were talking about the decision, why they didn't run player test realms, and the servers where they rolled out the content where a number of players could test it, which would mean that the Season of Discovery would break more often. But it did mean that the players would discover some brand new things together, which is what they loved it. And the developers thought it was good too. Now, they were going through some of their memories of World of Warcraft that included the launch of Classic in 2019. And they were comparing some of the old stuff to the Seasons of Discovery. And Rock, Paper, Shotgun says, "This is great." That's a quote from them. So they are indeed loving it. So while Classic is still getting the classic version of Cataclysm, and we know that Cataclysm was released back in 2009. So what could have come with that? That becomes a very interesting question. When we find out, we will let you know. Now, I was talking about RPGs. GameSpot.com did say that the Dragon Quest producer has stepped down due to some repeated delays. And they're talking about you, Mikey. I'm butchering the name, and I am sorry about that. But the producer is now stepping down due to the delays of Dragon Quest XII. And that's according to Bloomberg. In fact, you is now transitioning to Square Enix's smartphone games, and the Nier producer, Yusuke Saito, is being considered to take over the production of Dragon Quest. Now keep in mind that in January, the Square Enix president, Takashi Kiryu, did say that Square Enix would focus on fewer titles. That's a quote. Therefore, they would be focusing on quality and diversifying the kind of games that it makes. Now, if you recall, 3 years ago, Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate was announced back in 2021. But there haven't been any development updates or any news whatsoever since that announcement. So, what's going to happen with it? Galvin, don't say it's going to be canceled. I'll beat your butt. Talking about beating some butts. ESTNN did say that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 now has the Godzilla and Kong Battle for the Hollowed Earth event. And they did show the rewards that you could get. And there is a picture of what you can get, the different type of clothes and the different skins. Now, this is all part of Season 3. And Activision wanted to provide players with some new content and events. So, they teamed up with the movie, Godzilla and Kong, and they called this patch the Battle for Hollowed Earth, and it's already in the game. And right now, that event is going on and will end on April 10th. So it's only a few days away, so you better hurry up and get those skins. So what are the rewards? Well, this will be how to get them, because it all takes XP, and here is what you can get. For 10,000 XP, you get the Journey to the Hollow Earth weapon sticker. 21,000 XP, you get a double XP token. At 31,000 33,100 XP. You get the Drowned Viper large decal. At 45,500 XP, you get the Double Weapon XP consumable. 61,000 Titanus Dug, that's a weapon charge. 71,100 Titanus Tiamat large decal. 95,000 the Monarch Emblem. 114,500 Majestic Hollow Earth calling card. 136,000 Double Battle Pass XP token. And 160,000 Heavy Metal Weapon Camo. Keep in mind, you have until April 10th to get that stuff. So good luck with that. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And there'll be pirates coming to you. Arr. Well, they're saying that the RPG, Flint Treasure of Oblivion, will be coming to PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S later this year. No official date yet. Now, there is a trailer on YouTube. I have not seen it yet, but it does go over a lot of stuff that's going on with the game. In fact, the article did say that the game's inspiration does come from the 1883 novel Treasure Island, because there's a lot of pirate fiction in there, in that book. Maybe I should go listen to it on Audible. Hey, I got the credits for it. You can get a free credit too, like I said before. But besides that, they do have some unique mechanic crew synergies in the game, and that's where the players can pair up the pirates to improve their combat effectiveness. Something to keep an eye on. We'll see. Now, we're getting a little bit of hardware here for a little bit, because the Apple Vision Pro now has some controller options. From Engadget.com, you can now have a controller that can be linked into your Apple Vision Pro. And that's really good if you're playing video games on your iPad, or on your Vision Pro, on your iPad. Your Vision Pro, that's what I meant to say. So, right now the article does not say anything about a price or a release date, but they are saying that it is not great for gaming, so maybe something you can avoid. But there haven't been any easy ways to connect a third-party controller playing on the iPad or cloud games. Well, they were talking about the Apple Vision Pro for the not-so-great-for-gaming. But 8BitDude does have an agreement with Apple, and once you make a Bluetooth connection, well, they did like the controller. So, yeah, go check that out. Maybe you can go check this out, too. This could be on Apple, I don't know. But System Shock, according to Eurogamer.net, is getting a female hacker and a new ending in the next patch. So, Night Dev Studios, they do a remake of System Shock, and this time it will be getting patch 1.2 update next week, which will have a new female hacker and a revised ending. Now, the female hacker, what the site was saying, it was a stretch, but the final fight has been reworked with new mechanics and a different flow to it. And that's what they got from the Steam post. So, yep. Okay, we'll see. We will see. What do you see about that one? Well, the Nightmare Reaper is receiving a physical release on Switch. So if you got a Switch, yeah, you can get a Nightmare game. There'll only be 3,000 copies that will be produced in total. Words are hard. And each unit will include the games on cartridge reversible cover. I mean, they're saying that it's super rare. It'll come out on April 11th. So we shall see there, huh? Oh, Stellar Blade. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that. Well, if you get Stellar Blade, and if you like the game, if you want to do the New Game Plus, which is coming post-launch, you might get a free DLC to go with it. Yes, indeed. In fact, Ships Up, Kim Hyung-tae was talking to RuliWeb, and he said, quote, "If we accidentally miss something or if there's something lacking, we'll make it up for even after release. We would like to make it clear here that Stellar Blade does not require any additional purchases that gamers are not aware of, other than the cost of purchasing the game. The only exception is if you create a collaboration costume with another company's IP, which will have to be sold for a fee." So yeah, it'll be free with a DLC. A free DLC. Yeah. Game's not free, it's $70. Come on. But a free DLC to go with it? Oh, Medros, last story's for you. there is a gallery in London. According to Nintendo Life, it's all about Pokemon. And they put up some pictures. Oh boy. Such as posters, some card sleeves, different boxes, a backpack, stickers, notebooks, a pin, lots of different pins too, keychains, magnets, t-shirts, hats, all that stuff. And it all looks really good, as do we. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge. Yeah, you know what's up. 2 weeks worth of news. Oh boy. A lot of World of Warcraft. Yeah. I'm sorry, did I sound like a knight? LA Knight? Yeah. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news on twitch.tv/dawnforge. 6 p.m. people. Till then, go play some video games.